as you know, the working group has been working for the past 2 years on trying to find a solution on how to save the post office network. Bobby Kerr has handed that report into and possibly before Christmas and to the government. Within that, there are provision for about 80 closures over the next 4 years. This would be voluntary postmasters that would retire. But overall, we support the report because in it he has solutions on how to save the network. And we want the government to implement that and ANPOS to move on that and implement that report. If they don't implement that report, it would see a lot more closures. And plus, they're saying they only want 700 post offices. At the moment, we have 1,170. So that would be 470 closures that will be if the government don't move on this report and implement it immediately.
What we've seen happening in a number of areas, including quite recently Dunluce and Donegal, is a post office closes and what's put in its place is a post point within another retail outlet. That's a compromise that may go some way towards supporting members of the local community, but it's not a solution that the IPU in general supports.
No, the IPU do not support the post points. That is a partial service. We want full services provided in all areas for all communities where there will be saving services, dog licenses, TV licenses and full postal services available to the communities in every area. The post point is only a partial service where they provide social welfare payments to recipients to save them travel, but they do not have full services, either postal or financial services or banking services.
Have you had any indications, either from government or from ANPOS, that if the Kerr report is implemented and we see the 80 closures which are included in that, that that will be enough to stave off the 400 plus closures that you fear could be implemented otherwise?
Well, there is a payment protection within the Bobby Kerr report, and that would save the other post offices. We will not be able to save them all. There are some rural areas where the footfall, where there is just not enough footfall to keep the post offices open, and those postmasters may retire over the next 4 years. In that case, if ANPOS doesn't reopen the office, you know, that would be acceptable to us, providing the services go to the near office and that there are full services there in all post offices.